This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Wednesday is upon us already, the 11th of May. My friends have joined for a conversation. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, and Marilyn Monroe. Oh, wait a minute. Marilyn Monroe's not here. But it could be that you could.
By the way.
Wouldn't
yeah.
It? There's an auction house in L.A., Jen, this weekend, going to auction off a lot of Marilyn Monroe's personal items. Including things that came from her acting teacher, Lee Strasberg. It'll include everything from a fur coat, ladies' platinum and diamond cocktail watch, handbags, cigarettes, Revlon Bachelor's Carnation lipstick. Personal items also up for sale. A haunting letter to her shrink, who treated her prior to her death. No details her time. And what she described as the inhumanity she witnessed while she was at a psychiatric clinic. Wow. No, I made a mistake. The announcement was made this week. The auction won't be until November. So why would they talk about this already?
If to get you excited and pull your money out of the bank account, you know.
And they probably, and they did this with the Elizabeth Taylor auction at Christie's, and they had it on display to the public. So it was almost like a museum exhibit before they auctioned everything off. It was really cool.
All right. Other names in the news today. El Chapo extradited to New York City.
My new neighbor.
Next month. Yep. Okay, Joaquin Apple. Guzman will be going to Brooklyn. He was indicted by a Brooklyn federal grand jury in 2014 for laundering $14 billion. Really?
That's a lot.
Yeah. On Monday, a federal judge ordered that Guzman's extradition be moved ahead. So the people in our foreign relations department have to work this over. We need to get the feds involved, of course, because where would we be without the feds? You need them. The G-men. Right? They need 20 days to approve the decision. His attorney has worked 30 days to seek a court order to keep him from going to Brooklyn. Gee, I wonder why. He was moved yesterday to Ciudad Juarez and is listening to this program as we speak.
Hail,
on KTSM.
Chapo. Maybe.
Hey, Guzman.
What's how's up, your neighbor?
Okay. Well, listen. I suppose if you have to have a neighbor, you could either have him or Minnie Driver. Which would you? Would you like to have?
That's becoming more and more of a tough question.
Yeah. Tough question.
Well, Jennifer was saying earlier that she couldn't believe El Chapo didn't get sent to Los Angeles. And I said, well, you guys got Robert Durst, so New York has to take El Chapo.
Yeah, it's a fair deal. I like it. Yeah. I like it.
Really? Huh. I don't know about that. Okay, let's see here. The President of the United States, Barack Hussein Obama. I love it when these right-wing guys, Bill Cunningham in Cincinnati, loves to talk about. He never talks about Obama. It's Barack Hussein Obama. Anyway, he's visiting Hiroshima today. First president to set foot in Hiroshima since the bomb at the end of World War II, making a side trip there after going to the G7 summit. I was misinformed. Did I say today? Not today. It's later on this month. He's going to go to the Peace Memorial Park and, quote, share his reflections on the significance of the site and the events that occurred there. All right, so what do you think he's going to say? Jen? What do you say
right.
in a situation like that? I don't know.
Well,
yeah, right. Why go, even? under the
surface. Well, it might be nice to just stress the fact that we've come that far with Japanese relations.
What do you know? The Japanese would be out of business if it wasn't for us.
Exactly.
We've been telling them that for decades. What possibly new could you add? All this does is open a scab on an old wound.
On an old wound. And also, it sort of it looks like I don't know if it's an apology. I don't know. It's just weird. I don't know. It makes me uncomfortable to think that this is going to happen.
What's actually there now?
Memorial.
I've never been. Okay, so it's like a park and a memorial. Okay.
Yeah, right, yeah. In honor of all the tens of thousands of people who were incinerated that day. But the Japanese brought this on themselves. They created it. This is not something like you can argue that we and others after World War I sowed the seeds of World War II by the treaty that ended World War I. Can't say that about the Japanese.
No.
They attacked China. They were brutal. They're horrible, racist pigs, or they were then. Horrible, subhuman. So the only way to stop them, short of wasting a lot more American lives, was to drop the bomb. Would I have done it were I to be president? Man, I'm glad I didn't have to make that decision. What would any of you have done if you were president? What about you, Jennifer? You're president of the United States. They come to you with this bomb. It's going to end the war, but it'll kill lots and lots of people, innocent civilians. They always say that. Innocent civilians.
It's hard to ask that question because we're not privy to the information that they were presented.
Yep.
I would like to think that I trust what was done by the American government. So I would say I'd probably do the same thing, but, again, you don't know what information you had.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right, what about you?
I know it's true. Victoria? I mean, I'm a total pacifist, so I would absolutely say no.
Well, you're a Quaker, right?
Yeah, but then again, like Jennifer said, you don't know what was actually happening at that time, what the information was. It's hard. It's easy to now say, I would never do that, but if you're in that situation, you don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's very difficult. Carrie, you want to weigh in on this?
I think I'll probably have the same response. The one thing I did hear was that, basically it was a situation where a ton of people are going to die in either case. And I think, at least from what I've seen, is that they felt this way might actually kill less people than if the fighting continued.
Do you all three of you believe you were taught appropriately about what happened in World War II during your American history classes in high school?
No, I don't think our history does justice to what my grandparents lived through. I mean, I remember, and this probably sounds awful, but I remember as a kid, my grandmother, well, actually, till the day she died, my grandparents were so distrustful of Japanese. You want to talk about racial stereotyping? My grandmother was so shaken at her core by what she had seen and what she had lived through. She was an air raid warden, during the war, and that was something that she took with her to her grave. I mean, and I'm almost going to equate that to how this generation looks at people who are, who are Muslim. I mean, they look around, you give them the second glance. Okay.
Trust. Yep.
Sadly, that was what it was for them. I mean, because they didn't, it was so bad and they lived through it.
Yeah. Were your grandparents in California the whole time?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So then they lived through like the Japanese internment camps and all that.
Yep. All of that.
Yeah. Yep. I think that probably was hit more of a nerve being in California at that time.
Oh, absolutely.
As opposed to my grandparents were in New Jersey, so
the separation.
Speaking of Japanese internment camps, I feel like I really didn't learn very much about them. And I mean, for me, I don't know about you guys, but I had 1 year for European history. I had 1 year for U.S. history. And when you think about all of the things that go on, like I felt like for U.S. history, I learned kind of from the beginning, obviously, and that's important things to learn. You want to learn about the Constitution and what your country is based on, but you don't have enough time to really get to more modern history.
Yeah,
and once they even get to more modern history, they really have to skimp on the details. Yeah. And if you're only getting 1 year of that and then you go to college and you choose what you're going to study, you might not study history and you just never, from there on out, unless you choose to read the books yourself and learn about it, you never really get a larger base of what went on in history.
It's true, yeah. I literally made a comment once, and I did not mean to be funny about it, but I actually thought that old TV show from the 80s, MASH, I thought that was about Vietnam. I had no idea that I was in the wrong war.
Korea?
I had no idea. I don't know anything about the Korean War.
Yeah. Well, most people don't. That's the problem. Without any reference, how do people know or relate to some of the obscenities that are going on now in the Middle East? We have we're in the name of the military industrial complex, creating not only us in our country but around the world, we're creating murder and mayhem so that these people can make money. And yeah, you have to stop Daesh and you got to stop Al Qaeda. But last time I looked, we haven't stopped either one of them. Boko Haram, we haven't stopped. Here we are, supposedly the most powerful country in the world, and we're playing a jig, a dance to the tune that these guys perform. We're not out there fixing the problem. They're creating the problem, and we're sort of dealing with it. But we're not fixing it by any stretch of the imagination. And part of that is because people are ignorant as to what really the situations around the world are. It's pretty obscene, frankly, when you look at how much money we spend on all this stuff, and people don't even know what their tax dollars are going for. They're too busy worrying about whether they're going to get a can of Budweiser or a can of America in the season that is upon us. All right, let me get off of that because I can feel myself going down the drain.
Blood pressure rising.
The drain. Let me introduce you to possibly what is one of the most significant products that we have ever talked about in the history of this program. That product would be Super Beats. I could probably go around the room and I could ask, all right, if I led into it in a particular way, what product do you think we're talking about? Because I've had a lot of great products over the years to talk about. But this one certainly is up there with the best. And right now, you have an opportunity to really, really take advantage of the circumstances. For those who are new to Super Beats, you're getting ready for summer, being outside, enjoying the great outdoors. This time of year, you got to make sure your energy level is at its peak because it's so much fun. I'm looking outside this morning from my studio, the beautiful blue sky. The leaves are coming out. The animals are around. And you want to go play golf or you want to go swimming or you want to get in the boat. You want to have lots of fun and you need energy. So if you're dragging and you need more energy, you need to call 800-655-4183 and get on the Super Beats program. This is a nutrition gold mine, antioxidants, electrolytes, dietary nitrates, which open up your veins and arteries. The arteries pump the blood to your muscles, to your brain, to all the areas in your body that need to have nutrition everywhere. It's just better for your circulation. Get your blood pressure down. Keeps it where it's supposed to be. You'll have amazing all-day energy and stamina. It almost feels like it's too good to be true, but Jennifer will tell you, and as soon as Victoria and Kerry get on
yesterday.
This, yeah, you have a drink of this every afternoon to warm you up. Maybe you take the Neo 40 capsules in the morning. No coffee needed. No artificial caffeine, nothing.
And don't get jittery, which I love.
No.
I can't drink energy drinks. They make me sick.
Yeah, me either.
They're crazy. All right, so get Super Beats. Call 800-655-4183, or you can go online if you want to order that way, DougLikesBeats.com. About what's going to happen when you call that number, you'll find that the folks there will be happy to take your order, obviously, and then they'll give you a 30-day supply free in top or in addition to what you're ordering. Get a book about beets. Free shipping, you mentioned Doug Steffen, all that good stuff. So get on the program and get healthier, 800-655-4183, or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, IBC Advocates with principal office in Temecula, California, is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, this is an important announcement for anyone who had surgery to implant a blood clot device. If you or a loved one had a surgery in the past 10 years and your doctor used an IVC filter to trap blood clots, call 800-689-0335 now. These devices can be life-threatening and you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. The FDA is evaluating adverse events caused by these blood clot devices, which can lead to complications and serious injury. Call 800-689-0335 right now. These devices could break and lead to serious injury. Call now as time is limited. Call 800-689-0335. If you or a loved one has one of these dangerous blood clot devices, as you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation, our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-689-0335. That's 800-689-0335. 800-689-0335.
Thank you. What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside.
Victoria, because she and Jennifer have impact on what we do here in the program. Obviously, that's why they're here. And Jennifer, when she was working in another circumstance, had various euphemisms for the days of the week. And it seemed to me in the back of my noggin, I remembered reading Way Back Wednesday, but maybe that's somebody else or something else.
That was a thing. Yeah, it was a hashtag. It was sort of like a DJ thing more than a hashtag on social media.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, Two for Tuesday and Way Back Wednesday. And,
right. Throwback Thursday.
That's actually a social media thing.
All right, so let's do Way Back Wednesday to the year 1986. These songs were in the top positions. Whitney Houston, Greatest Love of All. How many people remember this song and like it? Raise your hands. Yes,
I used to pretend that I could sing this when I was a young girl, and it didn't work out so well.
Why? Because you couldn't remember the words or you can't sing?
Oh, no. Look.
The words aren't that hard. I'm sure she knew the words.
The words are easy. The depth and range of Whitney Houston
All right, crank it up, Kara, for a moment. Whitney Houston's Greatest Love of All, 1986. So, is this a love song for somebody else, or did she realize that she was lovable? Is that what the lyric line is all about? The greatest love of all is in you.
Yeah, the love of yourself. You've got to love yourself first.
You do. You got to put yourself first. Hard for some people to do. All right, so that's Whitney Houston's contribution to 1986. Here's Janet Jackson's... Pregnante. Is it me? Or it just seems more about her around lately?
Well, she's on tour and pregnant and all that stuff. And new album is really good.
Yeah.
Oh, she maybe stopped touring.
Yeah, she's pregnant.
But she was out there.
Can you imagine bouncing around on stage being 8 months pregnant?
I can't imagine bouncing around on stage right now.
Yeah. Christina Aguilera did that once. She had to have a baby monitor strapped to her belly under her costume because she got to about the 5 or 6 month mark. Yeah. Really? I can't imagine doing that.
And I remember seeing Cyndi Lauper in concert, and she was probably 8 months pregnant. I mean, she was pregnant.
Wow.
And she comes out in these little tiny, I mean, they weren't tall, but she was wearing like these little mules that had these really tiny heels on them. And she was all over that stage. And my mom, I was with my mom at the time. She's like, my mom's like, take off those shoes. Finally, halfway through, she took off the shoes. And but she was great, you know, and she doesn't do a lot of dancing, or she doesn't anymore. She sort of stands and sings now, but still.
Talking about your mother or Janet Jackson?
Both. No, Cyndi Lauper.
Cyndi Lauper. All right, here's the Miami Sound Machine. The big star of 1986 this week. Gloria Estefan. I have always admired her. It's just a great pop song. Crank it up, Kara! Wasn't this used in that movie Will Smith was in?
Bad Boys? Martin Short or Martin,
yeah.
Martin Lawrence.
Yeah, right. Another Kevin Hart. Both of them are obnoxious as hell. But anyway, Bad Boys is a pretty good movie if you like that kind of. Tia Leone was in the first one, I think, if I remember correctly. All right, let's see. What else have we got here? Oh, Hank Williams Jr. Ain't misbehaving. Big song from this week in 86.
No one to walk with, but I'm happy on a shelf.
You like this, Karen?
Ain't misbehaving.
Sorry.
Victoria, you're getting onto the country bandwagon. You like this?
No.
Really?
No,
Jen, you like it, right?
No, I know for sure.
Okay. I like it. I'm in the minority here.
Did you know that?
What?
This is Hank Williams, right?
Junior, yeah.
Yeah, Hank Williams Jr. was my very first concert.
Wow. 28 after.
And I fell asleep. And my love for
you. This morning, Sandra Snead wrote a joyful status. This miss is a soon-to-be missus. Over 300 friends liked her engagement post, and it got 76 comments. Sandra, you're one popular gal. Geico also has a comment on your status. Did you know you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in just 15 minutes by switching to Geico? Just the way we're trying to help cushion a nice little nest egg for the future missus. Hashtag getting itched. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
There are some professions where it makes sense to protect us all against unsafe or dangerous operators. That is why we require training, registration, and regular updates for people like doctors, electricians, or food inspectors, for example. But required certification is often used as a way to limit competition in fields that do not involve public health or safety. Why else would government require certification and paid membership in specified organizations? For barbers, horse trainers, sports agents, librarians, or manicurists. A quick look through the lens of liberty sees such uses of government power as an abuse of freedom, limiting competition for those already in the business. Government is supposed to guarantee access to a free marketplace, not restrict it.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello? Awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885.
That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you happy? Good day, good day, good day. 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen. Officially, I cannot force you to be happy at work. When you go to work, you've got to do your job. But nobody can force you to be happy about it. There's a ruling from the Labor Department that suggests employers cannot require employees to be happy or positive at work. The case stems from an issue with a T-Mobile employee handbook. The document included a clause about being positive. It read, quote, "Employees are expected to maintain a positive work environment by communicating in a manner that is conducive to effective working relationships with internal and external customers, clients, co-workers, and management." However, the union that represents the workers at T-Mobile brought this issue to a head to the National Labor Relations Board, and they have been working this over for three, count them, 1, 2, 3 years. So, National Labor Relations Board ruled that requiring employees to be happy at work is too restrictive. To require a positive work attitude is restrictive. The workplace can sometimes be contentious. You hear that? You can't keep your employees from arguing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meh.
Yeah. Meh. The key here is recognizing that being positive at work is good for business. But what's good for business isn't always good for labor. That's real smart. These guys
but
are geniuses.
But then if people are too happy and nice, then they're too busy chit-chatting and they're not working.
No, you don't have to do that. Listen to us. We have all this time every day together. We're just doing nothing but chit-chatting. And
that
we're nice.
True.
Right?
Yeah. We're happy.
Right. We're happy. All right. So anyway, obviously there's a bit of tongue here in my cheek. But if I guess my way of looking at this is pretty simple. If you're not happy at work, what the heck are you doing there? My father said to me when I was 8 years old, if you're not happy at work, the first day you wake up and you don't want to go to work, start looking for another job. So I just don't even begin.
That's great advice. I live by that, too. Yeah.
Yeah. The government has to get its grubby claws into everything because we become too big. There are too many people here. It's too much government. If you want to be happy at work, if you're positive at work, wow. Isn't
that
good
for you? Is it okay if I love work? I just wish it started at 11 and gave me a time for a nap when I'm 3. Would that be okay?
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. I'm looking at a post in the Harvard Business Review that we quote at in the story section here at DougStephan.com. Researchers wrote, quote, a positive workplace is more successful over time because it increases positive emotion and well-being. In turn, it improves people's relationship with each other, amplifies their abilities to be creative. This is just common sense, yet the government's got to get into it.
Is it the government or is this a union?
No, well, the National Labor Relations Board is government. It's a judicial body of the government that sits on issues that are between union and management, union labor.
Yeah.
Labor and management, thank you. So anyway, I laugh about it, but.
So this sounds like they have this language just because, in case you get fired for not being a happy, smiley person
right.
at work,
you have protection.
It protects that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. All right, trending.
There's nothing worse than walking in, and that's the first person you see.
It reminds
what do you
me,
want?
I was, the radio station shall remain nameless, but somebody said to our affiliate people, we'd like to talk to Doug about carrying the program. Okay, so that's fine. I call the station 3 or 4 times. The woman that answers the phone, I'm going to tell you where it is. She is the most unbelievably negative, grumpy sounding
like,
old.
Like, just fake it for a little while.
Yeah, I mean, you're at a radio station, for God's sake. Can I speak to Bill Burr? Nah, he's not here right now. He's at lunch. Okay, could you give him a message or give me? Yeah, what's your name?
Hey, at least you said, yeah. A lot of times they're like, ugh.
What's your number? I give her the number. She hangs up.
Let me tell you, you don't have to be, like, happy and positive and cheery all the time, because I'm not like that all the time.
Really?
In personal interactions with people, you know, especially, like, on the phone, it goes so much easier if you were just nice and cheerful, you know? Like, you don't have to... You don't have to be mean, especially to people that you don't know. Just be nice to them, they'll be nice to you, and then it's over quicker.
Okay, I will say this. Have any of you ever been a receptionist? Because I have.
Yeah.
And it can beat you down. It really can.
Well, but then don't have the job.
Yeah, people don't care, though. See, that's the thing, is that the person that calls you on the phone doesn't care if you're having a bad day. They just want you to be nice to them.
Fix
their
problem. They got a problem, that's why they called. Fix it. It's your job. Trending at DougStephan.com. Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump win the West Virginia primary. Stabbing at a Massachusetts mall, perpetrator shot by the police, Budweiser renaming its Beer America, and e-cigarette poisonings skyrocket. All right, so I think all of those are top-of-mind items. What's that Twitter, Victoria? I was going to say Virginia. What do you have?
Oh, it's okay. Is it our Twitter?
You're
Virginia.
Doing? Yeah, okay. Well,
yep.
Have a happy day.
Yeah, so mostly Crazy Bernie is trending a lot. People are just referring to him as Crazy Bernie now. So really? And Crooked Hillary. Crooked Hillary, Crazy Bernie, and Baghdad are the three top trending things on Twitter right now. Yeah.
I'm getting Woody Allen, too. Why is Woody Allen trending today?
Is that local to you because it's L.A.?
Found
Maybe.
Somebody else to marry that was 15.
Oh, he's got a new film premiering at Cannes. There you go.
All right. So that's enough. I think we're really doing a good job. I'm happy and pleased with all of you. You're doing a good job of covering things. And we have a lot of things going on in the world that we ought to be talking about. For example, some help. You know how I am. I'm a small business person. Jennifer's a small business person. In fact, I'm turning Victoria into a small business person. That is, we have small businesses. And they're being impacted by the election. So after we just went through all these names and Bernie and Donald and Hillary and whomever else is out there, let's find out from somebody who is an expert in small business how you may be impacted by the election coming up. That's next year on Good Day.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facilities' needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgranger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Your car and boat insurance bundled with Progressive. Impressive discounts, mountains, fat stacks of Benjamins. Remember when things weren't so simple then? Such a pain. Now you're gobbling up savings like chicken chow mein.
Bundle your boat and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
40. Hey, whoop. Get that tongue out of the way so I can't step on it. 44 past the hour on Good Day. We have Rob Hilson with us, who works with Bank of America on the side of small businesses. He is a national organizational guy and as a solution fellow. That's what I like about people who are doing what he does. What the heck good are you, Rob, if you can't find solutions for business problems? And one of the biggest things, I think, on small business owners' minds these days is what happens to our banking relationship, what happens to business in general after the election. Isn't that something? And do we go through this cycle every 4 years, do you think? In your experience, is this something that comes up? Management meetings at Bank of America every 4 years? Okay, what are we going to do if this guy gets elected or that guy gets elected?
Well,
Well, what we've seen is that no matter what happens, whether it's an election or passing the Affordable Care Act or debate about interest rate hikes, small business owners remain very confident about their own abilities, and they get on with whatever the new reality is. But there's no questioning that the upcoming election is weighing on the minds and the confidence of small business owners across America. Two-thirds said they expect the election is going to have at least a lot or somewhat of an impact on their operation.
Do they think it'll be positive? Does it depend on who? Let's say we boiled it down to Trump and Clinton. Is there a feeling on one side or another that there's no interest? It certainly wouldn't be smart business on your part to be skewing it in either direction. But I'm wondering if you feel or sense a more optimistic tendency toward those who support Trump than Clinton or the other way around.
There's nothing in the data that points to a particular party or candidate, but what it does say is that there is acute concern about the effectiveness of leadership in Washington, and also a lot of concern about the rising costs around health care. So as an example, for those small business owners that offer health care, 29% of them saw more than a 20% increase in costs over the last year. So that's weighing on their business.
Mm-hmm. Well, you see health care, you see other government interference, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. I happen to be a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and the Trans-Pacific Partnership will pretty much put all the small farmers out of business, especially dairy, out of business. And the Food Safety Enhancement Act and so many other things, OSHA, I was talking earlier about some problem somebody had with an OSHA entanglement. And this, the people who are running small businesses that I know, and that's most of my friends, are not only worried, they're angry about government, you know, too much government, too many people nosing around and things that don't make any sense. Do you dig down into the weeds that far with this survey, the Small Business Owner Report from Bank of America?
Well, I can tell you I'm across America talking to hundreds of small business owners a year, again, in all markets, and a consistent theme, and again, it's not pointing to a particular party, but it's around the cost that they have to incur, and many of them can't afford this, to remain compliant. Some of them have said to stay out of jail. So whether it's around navigating labor laws or healthcare laws, or whatever, they are concerned about, you know, the bureaucracy, the red tape, and things that they would suggest don't contribute to growing their business.
Okay, so if we all are concerned about this, why do you suppose things haven't been done? Is it that people just, I mean, with all these loud voices that are saying basically the same thing and people in Washington doing nothing, is it hopeless?
Well, again, we can point to a lot of data, whether it's in this survey or in previous ones, where regardless of, you know, how bad the economy was, you know, 4 and 5 years ago, coming out of the Great Recession, or concerns about this event or rising interest rates potentially or whatever, small business owners, and it's what I love about this business, they are very confident about their own ability to take care of their own customers, to take care of their own employees. And so, but they like a little wind at their back.
Well, they don't need the government. Most of them are much more, I know on my business, I know more about my business than any regulator that I have to deal with. And it's like these people come in just because somebody told them to mess around with you, and you just can't begin to fathom why this is the case. So interesting research. Go to bankofamerica.com/smallbusiness if you want to read more about this report. Rob Hilson talking about that from Bank of America here on Good Day at 50 minutes after the hour.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Did I mention that I got fired by my boss last father?
Did I mention that I threw a surprise birthday party for my fiancé and the surprise was that he jumped me in front of all of our closest friends while they hid in the closet?
Wow. Okay, you win. If you love me. What's up with the PE, bro?
Well, it's comfy and supportive like a man should be.
You women. In the beginning, it's all like laces and rainbows and trapdoors. As soon as you get married, it's nothing but these flesh tones and PMS pants. You might as well wear a placard around your neck that says, "We are not having sex ever."
Ever.
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 Ah, the Buzz Junkies. From the movie What Happens in Vegas, If You Love... This is... Cameron Diaz has done a number of movies that are kind of like this. I thought they were great. Ashton Kutcher and her together. Number one movie this week in 2008. How many people agree with me that this was...
I love this
a
movie.
Fun movie?
Yeah, yeah, totally. Fun, fun, I like fun Cameron movie. Diaz a lot. She's a fun... Yeah. Fun lead.
Right. All right, so Chucker.
She's had a tremendous run in the last 20 years.
All right.
And, so she's banked a ton of money. I mean, she's made big money in making. At the top of her game, she was getting about $15 million a film.
Really?
Yeah, which is a lot of money, especially for a female actress. That's really good.
Are you sexist pig? What are you talking about?
I'm being honest.
Really?
Being honest.
So you're an honest sexist pig?
Well, we'll
all right. Pause for a moment, then we continue. Jugger's movie news. All right, hold on to your horses, Jugger. Hold on.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. Something this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good.
Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation vary.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com. New rotary encoder ordered on Granger's mobile app. A dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facilities' needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with Geico.
Just the other night, as I gazed up into the sky, I saw a shooting star. In that moment, I made a wish that Geico would be available 24/7, by phone, on the web, or with the Geico app. After that, I realized my wish had already come true. So basically, I had just wasted a perfectly good wish. Then I started to think about dolphins and felt better right away.
Geico. Anywhere, anytime.
All right, 56 past the hour. Chuck Curry, our movie man here on Good Day with the movie news. What's at the top of the pile, Chucker?
You're going to find this interesting, Doug. According to box office tracking, Jodie Foster's new movie, Money Monster, which has been heavily promoted, it stars George Clooney and Julia Roberts, is tracking in the $10 million range when it opens this Friday, which shows two couple things. One, unfortunately, Julia Roberts is not the huge box office draw she was 15 to 20 years ago. And you might disagree with this, but George Clooney, as much as I like him or you like him, he's never been a big box office draw. Because the way they promoted this film, a $10 million opening, seems, I don't know, fairly disappointing to me.
Yeah, you haven't
any thoughts on that?
You haven't talked to Jennifer.
My box office.
Yeah. All right.
Hello.
So, I knew that was happening. Clooney is an attractive, appealing sort in a number of ways. I don't know whether Julia Roberts has always been one of those people that seemed steady goes the course ever since the Pelican Brief. I think that's what, for me, when I saw that movie, she and Denzel Washington were fabulous in that movie. And I thought that she was someone that I wanted to see based on that movie from that point to this. I think that was, what, about 20 years ago? When was that movie popular?
Yeah, at least 20 years ago. But this is a case, I think, where if a movie's more adult-oriented, it's harder and harder to get a big opening weekend. They have to simply have legs. One other bit of news, director Tim Burton in a recent interview says he's still very interested in directing a sequel to Beetlejuice, although nothing concrete is in place in terms of a script, although he has spoken to Michael Keaton and Winona Ryder. I actually hope that happens because I think a lot of people would like to see a sequel or follow-up to Beetlejuice, one of Michael Keaton's best characters in Tim Burton's best
movie. He's a character, no question. Back to the movie, the money thing. It is, the trailer makes you want to, for me anyway, see the movie.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, premises, it gets the whole movie away, but it looks pretty good.
Yeah, it does kind of give it away. You know, you have this Kramer character. I think that's basically what we're looking at here. And the producer behind the scenes. It's a pretty interesting premise, so maybe you might want to, at this point, all your friends, and actually go see the movie. How about that? Chuck Curry with us here on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.